Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
But first this morning, the €1,000 fees discount given to university students as a once-off cost of living measure over the past 3 years is to be discontinued. Now, the move was revealed here on Radio 1 as Minister for Higher Education James Lawless was questioned by Justin McCarthy on yesterday's This Week.
Are you saying we cannot provide the resources to keep that €1,000 fee cut going next year? It'll have to be, for some students, they're going to see their fees go back up.
So they will revert. I suppose the starting point is that the fees are exactly as they were in the last several years, minus the once-off.
I just want a clear answer to that question.
As things stand, that is the case, yes, as things stand.
So now, some students are going to have to pay more next year than they did for the past academic year?
Possibly, but actually the same as they would have paid 3 years earlier.
Okay, so the €1,000 discount on the €3,000 fee payment that students have to make is gone, it would seem. Let's get his reaction now. Sinn Féin finance spokesperson and Donegal TD Piers Doherty is with us. And you've criticised this move already, Piers Doherty. Is it your view, though, that the one-off support, as it was over the last 3 years, should carry on indefinitely?
Without a shadow of a doubt, not only that, but the student fees should be scrapped. Education is a right, and indeed through the campaigning that Sinn Féin has done and others, and indeed Aontas na MacLean, the government have written it into their programme for government that they were going to end this. So this announcement yesterday on RTE is a scandalous slap in the face to parents right across the state, to young people, a cohort of people who clearly this government has abandoned in the middle of an escalating cost of living crisis, that they've decided just out of the blue to announce to parents that they will have to find an extra €1,000 come September. Yeah, this doesn't affect just a few. There's 85,000 parents who pay nearly the full fees, and you know this €1,000 for them, for many of them, will be a breaking point.
Well, it was a once-off measure. I mean, look, it was running for 3 years, but we were always told it was going to go. Now the government has committed to reducing fees, getting rid of them over the course of this government. Would that not be a better way to go about it, to have a more structured, permanent reduction in fees rather than this one-off thing, which can be pulled at any time?
But Claire, what the government have done makes no sense, even from a policy point of view. So on one hand, they announce that they're going to end, over the course of a government, student contribution fees, something we welcome, something we've campaigned for and pushed the government into that space. And then on the other breath, they say, and we're going to start by doing that, by hiking up student fees by €1,000 on tens of thousands of families across the state. That makes absolutely no sense. What they need to do, and this is all because of what they have set their face on, from Micheál Martin to Simon Harris, which is that there's going to be no cost of living package in this year's budget, which is a mad position to be in. And they do not understand, and we've been saying this to them for quite a while now, they don't understand the pressures that families are in right across the state. And this is another example of just how out of touch they're at. So what they should do as a very minimum is maintain the reduction that was there and set out a pathway in which that reduction would continue year on year to end student contribution. That's what Sinn Féin have done and what we will do in our alternative budget.
But I think you've hit on it there. It's around the cost of living package, and the minister tellingly said yesterday, James Lawless, that in any walk of life we have to play the hand we're dealt. So he is being told that because there's no cost of living package, he can't give this €1,000 discount to students.
And listen, James Lawless is a member of Cabinet. He's a member of the Cabinet that's made up of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And the hand that is dealt the state at this point in time is that we will have €8.5 billion that we will not spend this year. That's a surplus that we will not spend. A measure of this nature would cost about €100 million. It would be about supporting families and workers during a cost of living crisis. That is the minimum what the government should do. Indeed, we in Sinn Féin have argued that it should even be reduced further this year by €1,500 and then abolishing fees in the subsequent years. That's what a government that has the back of ordinary people looks like. But what the government have done here is just completely contradictory, and it stems from the point that this government thinks that the cost of living crisis is over, but it's not. It continues to press down on people, whether it's groceries, petrol or diesel, home heating oil, whether it's the cost of rents. And remember, this is a double whammy for many of these students because of the measures the government have introduced in terms of the rent pressure zones. These students are going to get hammered by their landlords when they're now allowed to fix the rents for new tenancies at any level that they want. So this is very clearly a government that's sending out the wrong signals to young people, to students, a signal basically to say that you're on your own and we've abandoned you.
But what you've outlined there, though, the Sinn Féin policy, that would cost about 165, 170 million euro this year if you were to go as far as you would like to. I mean, that is government subsidising third level fees. So in practice, you'd be talking about thousands of construction workers, taxi drivers, other workers, people who mightn't have ever been to college, paying more in tax to subsidise universities for university places for others.
Well, first of all, the cost for our measure would cost 149 million euro. And what it does is it brings about the principle of education as a right, not a privilege. There are people, there was a family that was talking to me last night.
Because you've said it costs 110 million at the moment for the 1,000 euro reduction, and you want to increase that by another 500 euro. Am I right? So it would be 1,500 euro.
Our measure, what I said is our measure would cost 149 million. So therefore, if you thought, and that's for 1,500 euro reduction. So if you can imagine that the government, just to maintain it at the level, it would cost roughly two-thirds of that, which is roughly about 100 million euro. I don't have a cost for their measure. I have a cost for our measure, which goes way beyond what the government would even plan to do.
But see, the point of my question is, where do you find that money from and who pays the bill ultimately?
Well, first of all, this comes from the resources we have this year because it has to apply in September. And as I said, the surplus that the state will have, money that we will not spend this year on public services, is 8.5 billion euro. We're talking about 149 million to support the principle of free education. I was saying, Claire, that a parent contacted me last night when they got this, when they heard this news in RTE, and like, they already have a child in third level college. They told me that they're paying over 20,000 euro to support that child. Most of that goes on the high rent that has been paid in Dublin, other in terms of the student contribution, and then some maintenance. They have a second child going in September. They're at breaking point. They've done everything to try and ensure that that child can go to college. They're now saying that they don't know if that child can go to college because that 1,000 euro is the breaking point for that family. This is a scandalous slap in the face at a time when we don't need to do it. Why should we be punishing students? Why should we be punishing families at a time when this, when the government themselves says that they want to end this fee? Yeah, it makes no sense whatsoever.
But you mentioned the surplus, and we're going to have a review of the National Development Plan, and we've been told time and again that a lot of that money will be pumped into infrastructure, and that is a priority for the government.
Of course, and it's a priority for the government, but they haven't done it for many, many years. So, like, you know, we hear all these words. Of course, a portion of that money should be going into the surplus. But there are ways in which you can actually ensure that third level fees are actually funded, not just through surpluses. That's just an example of how we can do it this year, because it has to be done for September. But we have shown year after year how we can actually ensure that we maintain and are able to provide for education as a right. So there's numerous examples. For example, Claire, we've argued for a third rate of tax that would apply for individual incomes above 140,000 euro. That would bring in multiples of what would be needed to fund Sinn Féin's measures. We've argued, for example, that gold-plated pensions would be taxed properly. These are pension pots in excess of 2 million euro, and government are going in the other direction in relation to that. So there's numerous examples if you want to do it. But the question you have to ask yourselves first and foremost is, do you believe education is a right? And we do. And the second thing is, are we in a cost living crisis? Do we need a package? And part of that package absolutely needs to be about reducing the contribution, not hiking it up. So we were planning to force the government to try and go further than they were going. And instead, what they've done is they've slapped 1,000 euro on families right across the state, which is unacceptable.
Okay.
And
but
we need now
there's
avalanche
of... Yeah, there's another part to this story, though, isn't there? Because Minister Lawless pointed out yesterday the income threshold below which students can request a grant, that's going to be higher than it has ever been at 115,000 for a household income. Does that not compensate for the change on the fees?
No, because what that does is that allows for you to get a reduction of 500 euro. So in anybody's maths, if you hike the fee by 1,000 euro, but you actually are eligible to get a 500 euro reduction, then you're still paying more. And the reality is that, you know, that you have 85,000 families that will be paying, even if they got this reduction, not all of them will get the reduction, but if they got the reduction, they would be paying 2,500 euro. That is a huge amount. Like, It makes no sense. Like, as I said, we have families right across the board that are pushed to the pin of their collar. This all stems from the point, Claire, that the government don't understand what's going on. They were out of touch with where ordinary people are at. We've been raising this now for weeks and weeks in relation to the Dáil. We've heard from the Taoiseach, we've heard from the Taoiseach. They think this is over. It is not over, and they need to start hearing from people. And I hope that there's an avalanche of campaign now and emails and phone calls going into ministers and TD's offices in relation to this, because I think with people pressure, we can force the government to see sense on this issue and hopefully a wider issue of a cost of living package in this year's budget.
We know that there's a critical lack of funding, isn't there, in the third level sector, and that provides the talent that brings, that supplies our digital and our med tech sectors and others. You're not suggesting that the universities don't need those fees, are you?
Not at all, because the reason why it costs the state is because the state supplements the money that parents are paying. So the question here is, who pays? Do you ask somebody who's already struggling to make ends meet to now pay extra money for education, which, again, going back to this year, is a right in our eyes. Education shouldn't be about how deep your pockets are. So the reason there's a cost associated with this year is because the government provide the third level universities with the amount of money that would be foregone. And we know that we require a lot more investment in a third level education. It is about the skill sets for a future generation, but we also have amongst the highest third level fees now in Europe, and it is absolutely scandalous. As I said, you know, the idea that the government wouldn't even reduce it further would be bad enough, but the idea that they've just hit these parents with a slap in the face with an extra €1,000 on a Sunday morning is absolutely ridiculous.
Well,
I think people are absolutely seething.
Government would say it's not additional, it's just going back to what it was before this emergency or once-off measure was introduced 3 years ago.
Well, look, if you have a son and daughter in college in DCU or UCD, then, you know, that's not going to cut it for them, because what they've heard from the government this month is two things. One is, I have to find an extra €1,000 for fees this September. And God forbid, if my son or daughter is in college next September, then the landlord can hike the rent to whatever level he or she wants. And before this, it used to be frozen at only 2%. So what these parents have got in the last number of weeks is an almighty slap in the face from government. I really don't understand why government are doing this at this point in time. It's not necessary. It goes contrary to the programme for government commitment, and it needs to be reversed immediately.
Right. Piers Doherty, thank you for joining us. And if anyone listening to this is going to be impacted by that in September or October this year, and you're going to find it difficult to pay the €3,000, will you get in touch with us this morning? 51551 is the text number, or send us a WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the severe heat wave in southern Europe after the break. And a little later, Marty Morrissey will be reviewing the GAA Football Championship games over this past weekend.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.